Welcome to The Weekly Green, a KXEI mini-program on environmental topics in southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Scientists from more than 20 countries have counted the total number of trees on Earth and came to about 3 trillion. That sounds like a lot, and it's indeed 7 times more than earlier estimates, but it's only half the number that used to be around before the invention of the axe. And it's not done going down. The World Wildlife Fund estimates that around 50,000 square miles of forest is cleared each year. That's 15 billion trees, or 30,000 a minute. Picture about 36 football fields. This is not at all a good thing. We really need more trees, not less. Not just because about a quarter of the world's population depends on forests for their livelihood, but also because trees soak up carbon dioxide, also known as CO2, and produce oxygen in return. About 15% of the greenhouse gas emissions worldwide is thought to be due to deforestation. Of particular concern is the disappearance of tropical forests, which account for about 40% of all the world's tree cover, because they contain much of the world's biodiversity. 17% of the Amazon rainforest has been cleared in the past half century, most of it to make room for cattle ranching. That's a double whammy because cattle emits quite a lot of methane, aka CH4, which depletes the ozone layer. The rest fell to mining and the demand for precious woods. The study, published in Nature magazine, did not actually discover new trees, but took into account that forests vary greatly in density by region and applied these data to satellite imagery. The study also revealed that the impact of human activity on tree density is substantially greater than previously assumed. You can find the study through the website of Nature magazine at www.nature.com. Another informative site about deforestation and many other environmental issues is, of course, the site of the World Wildlife Fund at www.worldwildlife.org. There were no figures on tree density in our neck of the woods, but it's probably in the bottom 20%. Luckily, there is something we can do about that. Plant some. It's going to be a long road back to pre-X levels, but as the proverb says, the longest journey begins with a single step. It is particularly easy when you're a TEP customer. Under TEP's Trees for Tucson program, you can purchase 3 trees a year for a minimal amount, mainly to cover transportation. Also, you can join or even organize a green team to plant trees and otherwise beautify your neighborhood through Tucson Clean and Beautiful. If not for the absorption of CO2 or the production of oxygen, do it for the shade. This is Dan Lout for The Weekly Green. Please post your comments and suggestions on The Weekly Green Facebook page. Thank you for listening and for supporting KXEI.